Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the episode of the 15th of April of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Emma Watson, Emma Thompson, and Leonardo da Vinci, as well as Henry IV of England, known mainly for being half the Henry VIII was. And happy deathiversary today to Jean-Paul Sartre, who died doing what he loved, which was thinking about the essential meaninglessness of life. In history today, in 1755, on this day, Samuel Johnson's A Dictionary of the English Language was published in London for the first time. Before the dictionary, of course, words had no meaning at all, and you had to deduce absolutely everything from tone. People used words at random and spelled them with whatever combination of letters they were in the mood for, which made everything extremely confusing and the Bible an absolute nightmare. In 1802, on this day, William Wordsworth and his sister Dorothy saw a long belt of daffodils, which inspired the poem I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud and demonstrated that you never know what poets are up to. In 1874, on this day, the first Impressionist exhibition opened in Paris featuring Monet, Degas and Renoir. And were people more talented back then, or just everyone agreed that whoever could afford paint must be the best? It wasn't all art on this date. Tragedy has struck many times on the 15th of April as well. In 1912, on this date, the Titanic sank at 12:27 a.m., losing between 1,490 and 1,635 people. And how they don't know how many people were on that boat, I have no idea. Also, Ray Kroc opened the first McDonald's in Des Plaines, Illinois, with implications that have spanned decades in time and vast expanses of space. Celebrations today include the Titanic Remembrance Day, for which we sing the traditional song in an inexplicably major key, whose chorus goes, "It was sad, awful sad, wasn't it sad when that great ship went down, doo-dee-doo-dee-doo." That's a real song. Look it up. My mum used to sing it to me as a lullaby. Your guest today on the podcast is tech billionaire and self-made man, Josh Gondelman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you recognizing that I'm self-made, as I am flexing my robot arms in front of you that I designed with my human arms before I lopped them off.
It's sort of amazing that you're choosing still to do bicep curls with your robot arms, given that you essentially constructed them wholesale out of used car parts.
Mm-hmm. It's less for the muscles and more for the joints.
Coming up today, we'll be looking at the latest in rural news, but first, some headlines. In the news today, after Senator Bernie Sanders dropped out of the Democratic primary race last week, it's looking like Joe Biden and Bob the Sentient Trash Island are Democratic voters' only options for leadership. Sanders supporters are split between Biden, who represents the old Democrat institution, and Bob the Sentient Trash Island, whose policies are more egalitarian and revolutionary, but who is undeniably the product of a conglomerate of billionaires who are attempting to build an offshore libertarian paradise to retreat to in the case of a collapse of social order, and only accidentally achieved sentience when the AI nanobots they were using to infuse Bob the Floating Trash Island with surveillance capacities went rogue and imbued the huge heap of plastic garbage with a deep and abiding ambition to go into politics.
You know, I thought those nanobots were ready, but the technology just wasn't there, and I apologize. I've apologized over and over. I don't understand why people keep bringing this up. Go on, please.
Well, don't apologize. If he ends up winning the Democratic primaries and being the Democrats' option for leader, then you should take credit, Josh.
That's true. I will.
Well, it will be interesting to watch the last legs of this race as it goes forward. And for most in the Democratic Party, it comes down to who they think has a better chance of beating Donald Trump in the next election. Joe Biden or Bob, the sentient trash island. And a massive rise in the number of hospitalizations for cooking-related injuries has led to a crackdown by authorities on people who can't cook but are trying while in isolation. 8 men and 6 women have been remotely arrested via a new police app for attempting a duck à l'orange via Zoom tutorial, despite each having admitted to having serious trouble with an omelette in the past. Police Commissioner Daryl Blorpington made a statement this morning saying, "Can you all just calm the f*** down and pace yourselves? This shit might last for months, and now is no time to try to remember your home economics classes while drunk." Meanwhile, dating app Tinder has launched a new service for lonely singles who can't get out of the house for a booty call. It's essentially a dildo strapped to a drone, but it's being hailed as a solution to some of the problems being caused by what Guardian columnist Rebecca Shaw is calling loners with boners. The upside, of course, is lower rates of STDs, and the downside is basically everything else. On the bright side, dumping someone via text is totally fine if you were only dating them via sext in the first place.
I am happy to see my dildrones get some recognition.
Yeah, they'll fuck you and the environment.
That is the slogan.
The problem is with some of the weightier equipment.
Oh, yeah, they don't. But we compensate by making them more aerodynamically shaped.
I don't want to say flanges, but I'm going to.
You know, an uncircumcised drone has less drag, counterintuitively.
I have way too strong a visual for that. And that's all the headlines we have time for now, because it's time for your ads. And now it's time for your ad section. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Glorb, the new meal replacement sludge that guarantees a nutritionally balanced day. Join the flow food revolution. Based on the popular Slurm formulation, but with fewer silent G's in the spelling to make it more Google-friendly, Glorb is a matrix of semi-sentient slug-based proteins and minerals that will find its way into your gullet over the course of the day. If you've ever resented the time, energy, and food that goes into food, or the fact that normal plate food just sits there and waits for you to eat it rather than forcing its way past your tight-pressed lips and pushing slickly over your tongue, Glorb is the muscular, gelatinous, upsettingly semi-sentient meal-adjacent experience for you. Just press the patented slug pheromone Glorb magnet to the back of your throat for 30 minutes and activate the homing beacon, and Glorb will find its way into your mouth regularly until you either pass out or begin screaming. It's an experience. If by experience you mean the sensation of a semi-sentient slug matrix obeying deeply buried hormonal cues to seek its mother/mate at the back of your throat. Please avoid coming into close contact with any other Glorb consumers, as your bodies will meld into a horrifying single unit. Glorb. The ghastliest way to cook. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by all birds except flamingos, those lanky, lurid skinosaurs with their flashing Paris Hilton accessory bodies and the thick, blood-red throat milk they puke into the mouths of their children like a horrifying visual metaphor for the inherited wealth of the 1%. You know, flamingos aren't even naturally pink. They just steal their most notable characteristic from the shrimp they aggressively sieve from the mud with their stupid, scoopy nose-mouth combo face shovels. Birds. Most of them are great. Children fretful, work crush less attractive on the intra-office video conference, lips dry. Try half a glass of water. It's a small task that can make you feel like you've done something good for your health in the midst of screaming chaos or shattering silence of your home or essential workplace. And let's be frank, you're not too good for water. You think you're too good for water? You're not. Half a glass of water spoken by Alice Fraser for the Small Steps Big Water Foundation. Please wash your hands before consuming half a glass of water, particularly if the glass you're using is your own cupped hands under an outdoor tap.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story, rural news. Josh Gondelman, you're our rural news correspondent in the midst of the wilderness under the volcano that you live in. Tell us what's happening in rural news.
Well, there's a lot to report. It's tough out there in the rurals. There are a lot of dairy farmers. They're having to waste their product, right, and just dump out gallons upon gallons of milk because of a supply chain and demand issue, which is hard for me to see because I've been experimenting with an all-dairy diet. I've been totally lactivore for the past 4 weeks since I've been isolated, and I'm producing a ton of mucus, obviously trying to avoid the dreaded COVID-19 dry cough. So as long as I'm mucusy, I feel like I can't catch it. So that's just a recommendation. The lactivore diet, it's been working for many of your top billionaires. Many rural American communities don't even have the internet, which at a time like this is tragic for me. If I can't get their data, how am I supposed to micro-target them with ads for dietary supplements for their horses and rooster windbreakers? It's a real failure of our infrastructure, and I think the public should fund it for my private benefit. And as you know, I've been quarantined / sentenced to house arrest in my lair beneath a private volcanic island. Obviously, my crime was outsider trading. I built a separate stock exchange and started selling companies that don't exist yet. A lot of people call that fraud. I call it innovation and optimism. And being far from a city myself, I feel for the people who live in the countryside, and I want them to know I'm here for them, disrupting. If there's anything that you have my word, farmers, others, you have my absolute promise that I will not stop disrupting under these conditions. And any kind of aid that you could imagine, I am disrupting a way to do it better.
I mean, that sounds very promising, Josh Gondelman. Is there anything else happening in the world of rural news?
An owl's maybe stuck in a barn.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's an epic story.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for our rural news section, because of course, now it's time for your letters to the editor. Letters to the editor time now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and not Alice, that's you today, Josh.
Hey, thank you.
I have greatly enjoyed your wholehearted endorsement of the various foundations, corporations, sovereign states, partnerships, institutions and other consortiums and their titular product, the half a glass of water. I must admit my surprise at the recent revelation that the product is not as advertised due to the glass being entirely full, comprised of even parts of water and air. Will your publication take a balanced approach in its advertising and devote time to promote the benefits of half a glass of air? Cordially, an air addict. What do you got to say to this, Josh?
Well, I do think when people say the glass of water is half empty, they're ignoring that it's half full of air. Air that can be kind of analyzed and monetized. So I definitely think you're not doing your due diligence if you neglect the air.
I feel like the water is the part of the product that is valuable. I mean, when you advertise, for example, Coca-Cola, you don't advertise the air in the bottle of Coca-Cola or the lid on the bottle. You sort of just advertise the whole package. I mean, obviously, if you read the ingredients section of a half glass of water, it will mention the air. That's, you know, our responsibility to the people to tell them what's actually in the product they are consuming. But also, very importantly, air addict, shut the f*** up and get your own podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. That, I think, is an important thing to note in these troubled times.
Now more than ever.
Now more than ever. I mean, it's not hard. Everyone's doing it. There's a podcasting gold rush on right now. And if you can be the one selling the toilet paper to the people who are at home desperate for toilet paper, you're the winner here.
My podcast is mostly a vehicle for selling toilet paper. I have kind of the the black market for toilet paper. It's called Cotton Road.
I like the revelation that we've recently had in these kind of coronavirus times, that when things go badly wrong and people believe that supply chains are going to completely collapse, the first thing they worry about is toilet paper.
Yeah, because they're like, we're going to be pooping.
No matter what happens, we're going to be pooping.
Yeah.
Even slogan for the revolution.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even eat and you poop toilet paper.
What are you pooping? Thank you so much for your letter to the editor, Air Addict. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. It's never boring, and it's not that long. Subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day, and you can feel the mounting pressure of the episodes you've missed. What, you don't have 15 minutes in your day for facts? We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to go back and binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions. They'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, please, Desus and Mero on Showtime, or whatever your regional Showtime equivalent, if you're in a different country, is still producing new episodes, two a week, Mondays and Thursdays at 11.
How are you managing that with the isolation?
We're all working from our own homes, and the guys are like teleconferenced in with each other.
That's very cute.
I'm very grateful for the ability to be able to do it. It's like total chaos, and our post-production team is full of wizards who know wizardcraft.
Thank you for listening to The Last Post. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser, and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. We're now 2 days away from the release of Savage on Amazon Prime, which is my stand-up special, so please do watch that, and I don't know, email them to say you liked it. I don't know how these things work. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and as we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.